What are we celebrating today? What is the solemnity that we mark on this Sunday morning? Corpus Christi, the body and blood of Jesus Christ. What a scandal. But my goodness, don't we live a scandalous faith? Isn't our belief and conviction scandalous? For what do we acknowledge? What do? You and I, we worship a God who was crucified. We worship a man who was scourged, tortured, humiliated, and suffered the death of a common criminal. And we are daring enough to call him God. That's scandalous. And yet, to make the scandal even more, we proclaim that this man rose from the dead. That he conquered death. That he conquered evil. And he now reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit. That's scandalous. But there's more. On the night before he died, he instituted a gift. That forever and always, he would leave us his body and his blood. Not an image, not a figure, not a memorial, not a nice idea, not a remembrance, but actually, in all reality, his body and his blood. Why? I'm feeling very American lately. I guess it's like the political season because we're so banal. It's always like, what's in it for me? So let's talk about it. Corpus Christi, the Eucharist, like, what's in it for me? What's in it for you? Why does it matter? Why does it matter? And why did Jesus do it? First and foremost, what compelled everything that Jesus Christ did? Love. Complete, absolute, self-emptying, self-sacrificial love. To be the manifestation, the personification of the love of the Father. And incarnating that love to draw you and I into a relationship with God. Knowing full well, as I'm oft to say, he has no need of us. We add nothing to God, and yet he created us and draws us into an eternal relationship with him completely and solely out of love. But what is love if not communion? And what is love without intimacy? He could have left us so many things. Different writings. But he left his very self. That as we receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ, we are drawn into the deep and abiding relationship, the intimacy with God. And without intimacy, we die. We rightly rejoice in the beauty and the depth of human intimacy. And yet, that does not even begin to compare to intimacy with God. And what can be more intimate than to take someone into yourself? And yet, there is a distinct difference, as St. Augustine reminds us. When we eat bodily food, it's so it becomes part of who we are. It's transformed into us, but not so with the Eucharist. For in receiving the body and blood of Jesus Christ, you and I are to be formed into Him. To move ever closer to being conformed to Jesus Christ. But here's the danger. Here is the danger. We are a sacramental church. Praise God. We are a sacramental church. But we can fall into the trap of thinking all I have to do is show up, receive the sacraments, and walk out the door. My good Lutheran grandmother used to tell me, this is how Roman Catholics live. Pray the rosary. Saturday they go to confession. They go to Mass, make sure the priest knows they go to Mass, and the rest of the week they do whatever they want to do. Because they know Saturday I'm going to go and I'm going to check off the box, go to confession, make everything all right, and I'll go back out and do whatever I'm going to do. She never lived to see me be a Roman Catholic priest. It would have killed her. It would have killed her. But her point is well taken. Because that is not our faith. And that is not what it means to be a Roman Catholic. We don't talk about this perhaps as much as we should. But you know, God is not Merlin the magician. And Christianity is not magic. We are not inert beings who just kind of lay back and receive something and whatever. No. Critical to the efficacy, if you will, of the sacraments and the Eucharist is you, is your disposition. What is in your heart? Where is your faith? Where is your desire for God? That makes all the difference in the world. If you come up to receive communion and you really don't give it a second thought, yes, Jesus is there, and yes, there is grace, but my goodness, that's the bare minimum. And if you give it really no thought at all, then it really doesn't matter why even bother. But if you and I are prepared, if our hearts are set, if we take the time to recognize and realize just what this gift is, then we are transformed. We are transformed. But then in that transformation, you and I, growing, as I said, closer to conforming to Christ, begin to see as Jesus sees. And we see the brokenness and the loss and the hunger and the despair and the abandonment of our brothers and sisters. We see. We are not oblivious. We see. That is part of our Eucharistic faith. We take it out the door. You and I receive Christ to be Christ. To be Christ to the world. That's a lot to ask of a human being. That's a lot to ask of fallen and weak and fearful and cowardly human beings. But he asked it anyway. So how do we know that we can do it? How do we know that we can do it? Jesus said, I am with you always. Amen.